Have you ever gone through something you thought you couldn't bounce back from? Have you ever lost something and knew it wasn't coming back? Have you ever told yourself you just couldn't bear without that one person, place, or thing? Well, you're not alone. I've also felt this way. Hi, my name is Lederica Harrington. On September 14, 2017, I lost somebody really close to me, and this impacted me entirely. Remember when I asked you, have you lost something that you knew wasn't coming back? Well, for me, that was my grandmother. Can you describe my personality after my grandmother died?
You just weren't the same. Everything about you had changed. Your personality and definitely your mindset. Everything that was usually important to you wasn't anymore.
That's my brother. In this podcast, he will be named Derek Jr. because him and my father has the same name. Everything he says is in fact true. When my grandmother died, I became a whole new person. It was the smallest things I would get mad at because I had so much anger built up inside of me. I tried to act nonchalant to most of the things that bothered me, but eventually I stopped being able to handle it. My grandmother passed in September of 2017. In February, I let loose, which caused me my good standing at Mutian College Prep. You ever do something that you only thought was right in the moment? Yeah, we both know the later effect is bad depending on what it is. The situation had been going on for a while, and I had a few peer mediations with the person, but they never worked. So in February, I took it into my own hands. I was tired and fed up. I felt that I had been through too much, and it was time for me to let that anger out. Yes, I fought. I got into a physical fight, which cost me a lot of fun things I couldn't participate in school. Did you think I would end up fighting? Why or why not? I asked my mom, brother, and dad all the same question on, did they think I would fight and why? I myself don't teach you to fight. I teach you to be on a higher level than everyone else, which would have been to keep ignoring her. So no, I didn't think my daughter would end up fighting.
All I know is you would come home irritated all the time, and when I would bother you and ask you what was wrong, you would tell me about this girl. So I mean, and our grandma just died, so it's like you had a lot going on. So I mean, it's reasonable. At the point, like, nobody was, like, helping you, then, yeah, you had to do what you had to do. It was over nonsense.
Why do you think that?
Nonsense.
Meanwhile, this was all bottled up anger due to my grandma passing away. I am speechless. This affected me in school also. But this was before she passed, meaning while she was in the hospital. I went to school one morning and just broke down crying. My family kept telling me she was okay and don't feel bad. They told me she would be out in no time. Yeah, I know. All you hear is me constantly repeating is they told. They told me lies, which made me hurt even more, which is why I had the breakdown at school. I couldn't focus. I mean, would you be able to focus if you knew your loved one was very sick and could die any moment? Wouldn't you want to just break down because everyone kept telling you everything is okay, but you know it's not? Well, I interviewed the social worker of my school who helped me deal with this situation at the time. She didn't want her name to be used, so she'll just go by social worker. When you got me from class, what did you think when you looked at me?
In my head, I was thinking, well, she's hurt, very hurt. When I got you from class, you were crying like pouring tears, like you had just found out some bad news.
When you sat me down to ask me what was wrong and I told you, what was your response? Do you think that response helped me?
Well, I told you I was going to contact your mother and tell her you would like to know the truth about your grandmother's condition. Yes, I think this helped you because you started to suck up your tears and your face brightening up a bit.
When my grandmother died, I don't think it was great that she had passed, but it was a relief. What I mean by that is instead of seeing her struggle in the hospital, I was able to see her at rest. I didn't have to worry about her hurting anymore. She was up above. At her funeral, I shed a few tears, but nobody else really did. This helped me because everyone was happy. You know what I mean, not sad. You remember in the beginning when I asked you, have you ever felt like you just couldn't make it through a certain thing? Well, I made it. Life goes on. You can't stay stuck on that one thing because you will never get to the good things in life. Anyways, as time went on and I matured, I finally accepted the fact that my grandmother was no longer here. I learned how to handle it. I started using it as a motivation to keep moving and strive for success. My mom can tell you this. I interviewed her with a few questions about my personality a few months after my grandmother passed away. What change did you see in my behavior this school year in contrast of last school year? Well, you make more of an effort to go to school every day now. Also, your grades are 100 times better than they were last year. Your attitude about everything is more positive. What stood out more about me going through all of that stuff with my grandmother? Your attendance in school, because you have never missed that many days. Well, that's it, guys. That's what I've been through. You've now gained knowledge about a struggle I didn't think I would have made it out. What's yours? What effects did it have on your life? Did you get through it?